USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are ready to buy a new home if the housing market crashes. That's according to a new survey from Consumer Affairs that found 78% of Americans expect the market to crash at some point. Those who plan to purchase a house in the event of a crash have saved an average of nearly $30,000 to do so. The survey also found 27% of Americans polled prefer a market correction instead of a housing crash. Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. Brits are waiting in line to pay their respects to the Queen.
I really feel like I wanted to be part of it. I don't know why. It's just the Queen's always been part of our lives.
A service was held in her honor with members of the royal family in attendance, including King Charles, Prince Harry, Prince William, and their wives Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle. The Department of Justice announcing charges Wednesday for three Iranian nationals who allegedly led a massive global hacking and ransomware campaign for personal gain. U.S. Attorney Philip Selinger, speaking during a briefing in Union County, New Jersey, where charges were filed, named the suspects in hopes of drawing them out and holding them accountable.
All are Iranian nationals. They committed these crimes from inside Iran. As of now, each of them are fugitives. By charging them in this indictment, by publicly naming them, we are stripping their anonymity away.
The biggest murder trial in Ohio's history is entering day three. George Wagner IV is accused of murdering eight members of the Roden family in April of 2016 due to a child custody dispute. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
One of the labor unions representing U.S. railroad workers said its members rejected a tentative agreement its leaders had reached, a setback in efforts to avoid a potential strike that would disrupt the movement of goods across the country. Former President Trump is giving the thumbs up to a former staffer's victory in a primary election race.
Former President Trump press staffer, 25-year-old Carolyn Leavitt, has won the Republican primary in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District.
We won by a pretty big margin tonight. Voters made their choice. They wanted a homegrown America First conservative, and I expect all Republicans across this state, across this country, to join behind the people of the New Hampshire's 1st District and help them get rid of our far-left Democrat opponent, Chris Pappas.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tom Brady says he's close to the end of his NFL career. The seven-time Super Bowl winning quarterback made the remark on his Let's Go podcast. Brady saying being 45 years old means you have different commitments and obligations. Most importantly, his children. He said he hasn't had a Christmas or Thanksgiving normal holiday in over 20 years and hasn't been able to celebrate birthdays with people he cares about born from August to late January. Brady's wife also expressing her concerns about her husband taking the field. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.